Brian, we're on the record.
Oh my gosh.
Put your needle on the record.
Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record.
When hey, the drum beat goes like this.
Tom.
Yes, Brian. You
have shown incredible patience with me learning how to run this ship.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm glad that we at least kept promises so far. I know we have many more promises that we have to keep. And after that, we have to go back to adding a whole bunch of bells and whistles and chrome. But minimum viable product, MVP, we are delivering on. And that's important.
Indeed. So, yeah, it's a joint effort, but tilted in your favor.
Well, for all of our bosses, right now, Tom is the true champ because he's the one posting all the audio stuff. And that's something that I have to learn to do on my end. And right now we have kind of a very clumsy process, but we're figuring it out. It'll be fine. And that's part of the reason I wanted to do just some practice stuff with the kids. Like you may get some weird RSS feeds. What does Brian's daughter think of this show and so on. And I'll just do an interview, consider it bonus content. But in the meantime, know that what I'm really doing is learning how to post everything all of the pieces, like we upload to Internet Archive, the audio goes on to a WordPress RSS feed.
Yeah, the link to archive.org goes into WordPress, which creates the RSS feed.
Which from there goes on to the Squarespace page.
Well, Squarespace needs its own post that has nothing to do with any of that. That's just how people go to our website and find. So you have to have embeds there. This is just the way, I mean, honestly, the way people do podcasts now is not FeedBurner and WordPress, frankly, but they did for a longest time. Now you'll use something like Acast or Anchor or something and just upload, which makes that part of the process a little easier because it's upload and RSS all in one. But the rest of it is just kind of the way stuff works. It's just...
That might be interesting to break down. Like, how many different properties do you have and how many different workflows do you have? Because I've got on my end, there's the two YouTube pages and now YouTube is doing both shorts, long form podcasts, posts, etc.
Yeah.
And then there are four podcasts, each handled totally differently.
Mm-hmm. That's for, you're talking about for Cord Killers?
Cord Killers, Great Night.
Great Night, yeah.
And World's Greatest Con.
I've got Daily Tech News Show, Daily Tech Headlines, Know a Little More, A Word with Tom Merritt, It's a Thing, Sword and Laser, and then a few other ancillary things that are less frequent. Those are the regular ones, and then Cord Killers, of course. But
you always posted that yourself, right?
What?
All of those.
No. I used to do all of Daily Tech News Show myself. Veronica has done Sword and Laser for the longest time. Daily Tech Headlines, I used to do all myself, but I don't anymore. Daily Tech News Show is joint effort of me, Roger, and Joe for publishing. Mostly Joe these days, frankly. And Joe also publishes to YouTube and cuts up the shorts and puts those out. Daily Tech Headlines is posted by whoever records it that day. So it's me if I do it, it's Rob Dunwood if he does it. So it's, you know, host, record, write, record, and publish. And then Zoe, our social media person, does a lot of the posting of promotion around those to Twitter and Threads and all of that stuff. It's a Thing is all done by Rich Straffolino. He does the editing and the posting and the shorts for that. Know a Little More. Amos does it. I do the writing and recording, and then Amos does the editing and posting. A Word with Tom Merritt, same. It's Amos doing it. What am I missing? I think that covers everything I mentioned.
So has there ever been a time where you drifted away enough that I'm really asking about myself. Has there ever been a time that you got so detached from it that you had to get strong again? Or
yeah, Daily Tech Headlines, I had the biggest, longest break from. And when I came back to doing it weekly, it was a little bit of flexing muscles and looking at documents and stuff before I got in the habit again. And this, because I created the publishing of the WordPress and all of that with somebody. I don't even remember who at the beginning, because I wasn't publishing Cord Killers in the early days, I don't think.
I mean, I don't know either.
Who was with us day one? Whoever that was did the... I created the WordPress blogs and gave them to somebody and they published to them. So I had to remember how to go back and do all that stuff.
Yeah, it's frustrating to know that there are many inefficiencies, but not know where they are.
Yeah, and it's hard to figure out what are actual inefficiencies and what are just limits of the industry. You know what I mean? Like, there's some things you're like, this is stupid, but it's the only way to make it happen. Like Patreon, right? It'd be great if you could just publish one place and then Patreon could take that file because it's the same file, but that's just not the way it works. So you have to do a separate file on Patreon.
Well, and it seems like the best version of Patreon would be one where it's like, not only could you upload it once, but on top of that, it would be all like, okay, I know to delay the public feed 2 days for this.
Yeah.
For this and all that stuff.
No, there's a lot of that kind of thing that's just, and again, it's trying to tease out, like, are we doing this because it's the only way to do it? Or is there a better way to do it? Is there some other, you know, hack that we could?
There's also, for the life of me, I really wish I could find the original post, but I believe the context was in a debate about climate change or something, but somebody brought up the issue of the when to leave problem, which is like, let's say the most important thing on the planet would be if you got to Alpha Centauri as fast as possible, when do you leave? Do you leave today? Do you launch a SpaceX rocket and just, or do you spend 50 years figuring out stuff and then leave or whatever?
And are you going to get there faster if you wait the 50 years because technology gets better, et cetera? Yeah.
Right. And then finally you get there and you discover that, you know, somebody's already there because they figured out portals or what have you. It feels a little bit like that with AI right now because so many things are becoming so much frictionless, you know, so much easier to get the message out.
Yeah. And we're still in the process of people trying all the things to see what it's good at and what it's not.
I'd be curious to find out if anybody would be disappointed if I haven't gotten it to work yet, but I was teasing around trying to figure out how to get ChatGPT to take all of our show prep docs and say, this is what we talked about. Just make a bulleted list.
Yeah.
People know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Justin's been doing that with PX3.
Yeah. I've not managed to crack that yet, but I wonder if anybody would be like upset to find out that the bulleted list was not written by hand.
Oh, yeah. Joe, who does our show notes, when we have posts on the website, would be upset because he likes doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should ask Joe if he can make the post. He was making all the show notes anyway.
I mean, why?
Joe's look, like, no, stop. Shut up, Tom.
Yeah. I'm open to any and all of the above. But the good news is like I've encountered all of the dumb errors. Like there was We spent a whole day recording an ad. I may have already told this story, but we spent a whole day recording an ad and the audio was just unusable. And when we did an autopsy, the audio was doubling, not just from the mixer, but also from two default settings from two different computers where I had reinstalled. They defaulted to feeding back the exact same audio on there.
Yeah. It's hard to divide what it is you want to control, what it is you want to do because you're learning, especially in your case right now, and what is in fact just better to give it to somebody who can pay attention to that and not anything else. Because that's what I run into is I started to do so many different things that I was screwing up more often on things that I knew how to do, right? Forget where you are, where you're like trying to figure it out from scratch. Things that I knew how to do, it was like, this is just better if I give it to somebody who isn't bothering doing these other things that I'm doing.
Well, the rule I'm trying to operate under is anybody is allowed to make money doing it better than me. Like, if you're better than me, then go. But I can't have any black boxes. And for a very long time, an awful lot became a black box. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know what happened on the other side. Like, even now.
But at a certain complexity, you can never know everything. It's not that it's a black box. It's just that you can't know all of the systems. I don't think you're that big. But that's just a principle I try to remember is that, the CEO of IBM doesn't know every single process at IBM. She couldn't possibly do that.
Right. It took too long. When you said I'm not that big, I was going to say that's what my wife says.
Oh, that's not what she says.
No. To be honest, like having a couple of weeks off from Cord Killers is going to really give us a good opportunity to move some stuff around and come up with new systems.
Well, and that's why it's cool that you want to try the recording, the sort of like the casual recording, because then it's like I was saying about only focusing on a certain number of things. Don't worry about a show, right? And fulfilling the expectations of a normal Cord Killer show with the live stream and the chat and you can just do a recording with whatever works and then focus on the publishing part of it, right? And figuring that part out.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I now realize I have a dilemma of whether or not I publish this immediately or whether I record the Modern Rogue episode that the Rough Cuts do tomorrow.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Well, the good news is the audio is already up.
That's the highly trained machinist there.
That's the base level. And so that's covered. Video is a perk. So if it goes up tomorrow, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, then maybe that'll be what I do. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then with your permission, I'm going to go start recording a monologue. Yeah,
well, with their permission, with the boss's permission, let Brian go, for goodness sake.
All right. We love you guys.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.